Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneck and I's, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Good evening, everybody out there. This is Tiffany with Redneck and I's Radio and Women of Redneck and I's. It is 7 p.m. here on the East Coast. I'm in Ohio, as you all must know, and I'll pretty much know. And it right now is 97 degrees here. So it's a hot one. So if you have AC, I know you're using it because I know mine hasn't been nonstop. I have all my blinds closed, all my doors shut, and it still seems to be very warm. So tonight, I kind of missed you guys all last week. I was having, you know, issues. Can't really say issues, but I had a headache. And I had been out cutting grass, and that kind of does it for me all the time. So I kind of canceled last week's show. So it was kind of rough for me because I'm used to being on Wednesday nights. So unfortunately, hey, we all have those days. We know how it can be. So it was nice just being able to just hang out here at home and not be on the radio. And I actually kind of slept too, so it worked out best. I don't have anything really to talk about. I did run across a couple articles which kind of threw me when I read them. And I want to talk about them a little bit tonight. But what I really wanted to talk to you guys about, see, I'm trying to figure, if you guys have Verizon, let me tell you. Here in our area, about 2 o'clock or so today, a tower went down. So our Verizon service sucks. We have nothing. You know, a little bit once in a while, you know, but I had people, well, Greg tried calling me today multiple times, and he just thought I didn't have my ringer up and just was ignoring his calls. No, I honestly had no service. So with that being said, it's still in the works of being put together, and so it's going to be hard for me to try tracking your guys' phone or messages on Facebook if you're messaging or asking questions or anything like that. So just bear with me because I'm going to try catching them. I have my other tablet, which is through Verizon, set up over here so I can watch it. And I was just getting my I was getting the Wi-Fi stuff on it, turned on for it, because I never keep it on because I don't use it that often. So I am actually, just give me a minute here, guys, because I'm pulling it up so I can watch comments there. Now, like I said, Verizon is down, so I understand if you guys are in this area, you're not going to be able to call, or you know, or if you're in, it's a wide span between East Liverpool or Northeast Ohio here and in the PA, parts of Michigan. And let me see if I can find that again, because a friend of mine, Kathleen, shared the post earlier. So I'm looking for that real quick so I can kind of tell you. Put my glass back on so I can see it. Okay. There is actually parts of California, Arizona, Nevada, Texas, Iowa, Michigan, you know, Indiana, Illinois, a lot here on the East Coast. I mean, clear out over into New York and PA and Virginia. So there's a wide span of it that is knocked out right now. So I'm hoping you guys are going to be able to call in tonight. And if you have Verizon, you might not be able to. And my printer just started working on its own, so I have no clue. This is how our life goes. We all know how it is because we all have these issues or things that just kind of pop up and happen. So, you know, we just kind of deal with it, right? But I did, like I said, I did want to talk to you guys a little bit about this one post that I found. And it kind of threw me when I read it, and I was like, wow, I never would have expected that. You know, I can't say I wouldn't expect stuff like that, but, you know, nowadays you just never know. So the article I'm talking about, it was on CDL Life because I kind of like it. I know Ed on his different things, he may have even talked about this because, you know, last night I went out with my dad and we went to we have a monthly consignment auction here in Rogers, Ohio. And that's also where one of the largest outdoor flea markets is held. So I went with him last night because he took some stuff out to get rid of. And it's literally out there, from miscellaneous to tractors to lawn and garden items, you know, like trees and shrubberies and wood products to, you know, firewood and a little bit of everything. And then machinery. So, and there was a boat and horse trailers and campers and just a lot of stuff. So I was out there last night, so I didn't, you know, I missed another meeting with, you know, my Mary Kay girl. So, but I still spent time with my dad, and it was nice because but it was like quality one-on-one, you know. Not saying it's bad when other people are there too, but it was just nice. Him and I just haven't done that, just the two of us, in a while. So it was actually good to do that. But so I don't know if Ed may have talked to anybody or if you guys heard about this or if you even seen it online, because it's, you know, you can see it there too, because naturally everything is online anymore, right? Okay, so let me see. I want to make sure I have everything going the way I want it to go. Okay, there we go. All right. So, okay. I'm trying to see everything here. All righty. Got that shut up. All right. Sorry. You know, that squirrel moment when you kind of get sidetracked. That's me. Okay, this is on CDL Life, and this was posted June 14th by a Wimberly Patton for CDL Life. It's teen facing charges for fatal wreck with semi-truck. A teen driver is facing multiple charges after driving his pickup full of friends into the path of a semi-truck in Texas last month. So it actually happened in May. So the accident happened on May 13th, just before 10 p.m. in Hutto, H-U-T-T-O. So, you know, let me know if I say that wrong, because I probably did. Texas. The driver, 18-year-old Tristan Carello, was bonded out of jail on Tuesday, June 14th. According to KXAN News, dashcam footage from the semi-truck involved in this incident shows the pickup, driven by Carello, slowing almost to a complete stop, then proceeding into the intersection in front of the 18-wheeler on Chandler Road. The semi-truck was traveling around 65 miles an hour at a time. Wow, that's slow in Texas, if you ask me. So it must have been a smaller road or something. All three people riding in the back of the pickup died, and Carello was injured. Upon investigation, police found a case of beer on the rear floorboard of the pickup. One of the passengers riding inside the cab told officers that everyone in the pickup had been drinking, but that Carello was possibly drinking the least, so he was chosen to drive everyone home. My mic is going to drive me nuts because it's right in my face when I'm trying to read. So let me see if I can get it to stay in one place. I know. I can see Greg right now giving me a look, you know, because I'm messing with it. Okay. So we've probably all have done this. You're out with a bunch of group of friends and saying, hey, you know, we've only seen you drinking two beers, so you're going to drive home for us. Well, right here tells you this is not a good idea. Carillo's blood alcohol content was found to be, oh my Lord, 0.8083 at the time of the crash. The legal limit is 0.8. But he's 18 years old. So come on. If it was 8.3 for an 18-year-old, wow. As he was being transported to the hospital, Carillo told officers that he had no clue who was driving at the time of the wreck. Really? But hey, you know how these kids are. Carillo is currently facing three counts of intoxication, manslaughter with a vehicle, and one count of intoxication, assault with a vehicle. So he's going to be facing some major jail time. I don't know, because, of course, I'm not from Texas, but I know Texas, you know, is one of the states they have. Kind of like a no mercy type thing, the way I look at it. When it comes to this, so What is your guys' thoughts? What do you think may happen to this poor kid? And I don't want to say poor kid because you know what? He was 18. He slowed down almost to a complete stop and then pulled in front of the truck. Come on. Can't say you didn't know it was there. But hey, you know, we all know how that is because there's kids that do it all the time. There's people that do it all the time. You know, we all know when we're out on the road, we see these ones that do it. You know, I was coming through town earlier today. I went over to town over to get my dad and I something for lunch. And it was funny because I pulled out of the, the plaza. And our road through our town is four lanes. There's two lanes going the opposite directions, and there's one turning lane for, you know, either direction. And I was in the right-hand lane because when I got out by the interstate, I was making a right and heading towards my dad's. Well, there was a, we'll leave him unnamed, but, you know, I don't want to name the truck company because, it wasn't really the driver's fault. But he was pulling off a side road because he had just delivered to a local business, and this road in a car is a pain to get out of because, in fact, there's no lights there. So he was pulling out there, and he was making a right so he'd go back down to get back on the interstate. Well, he seen this car that had its turn signal on, and I was behind this car. And the car, when it came past, you know, the plaza that I was getting out of, it still had its turn signal on. So I was hesitant because it didn't seem like they were slowing down before I pulled out. So they went by, and I pulled out. And this truck must have thought they were pulling in the plaza where he was coming out of or pulling into the road. He pulled out in front of this car. The car slammed on the brakes. The driver of the car started blowing the horn. And I was watching this because I knew what was happening. I seen the drivers get ready to start pulling out. You know, and then the guy in the car goes around the driver, starts blowing his horn and flipping him off. Asshat. Shut your turn signals off. I've caught myself, you know, I turn it on sometimes a little too soon, and I get people that blow their horn at me because I didn't turn soon enough for them. Well, it's like, seriously, come on, people. Don't be in such a big hurry. Don't be such a, you know, a pain in the butt. Just take your time, especially nowadays. It's like everybody's just in a hurry to go everywhere, and you really don't get anywhere any faster by being a pain in the butt about it. So, but that was the one thing I seen, and it just kind of made me think about that today when I seen that, and then I ran across this article, and I was like, I got to talk about that because I wanted, you know, to kind of go and find out what you guys thought about it. All right, let's go back here. That was another article that I seen that kind of sparked my interest. And, of course, you know, when I see articles that I want to talk about on the Wednesday shows, I always save them because I see a lot of the stuff, you know, and we all do. We're all sitting on our phones and we're all looking at our phones. And, you know, and it's like, yeah, we need to, you know, kind of break that habit. And I think really today with the phones being down in our area, that's bringing a lot of people's habits right now. I mean, mine's actually on the charger on the table, and it's been there since, you know, I came home from over at my dad's because it wasn't working, so why even mess with it? But my phone a few weeks ago, we took our one boat down. We have a jet boat, and we've been dealing with it not working and not wanting to run and da-da-da. You know, we think we may have figured it out. Greg's going to fix it when he gets home, and we're going to see. So anyways, and a friend of ours bought our old boat. And they took it down for the first time down to the river, which is only like, you know, maybe 2 miles from us. Because we always go in over in the West Virginia side because it's easier to get in their dock. But anyways, we're over there trying to get in. My house phone's ringing, and that is why I shut the ringer off here at the base. So anyways, we go over, get the boat in. It didn't want to run. Okay, we pulled it back out. I'm sitting on the tailgate of the truck, my pickup. And I'm sitting there, and I'm messing on my phone, and Greg's back here, you know. This is the same time frame that he went and got in the boat with Donnie to take it out and show him a little bit of what it does. I mean, it was after they were done playing in the river some, too. And it was, like I said, their first time going out. But I'm sitting there. Well, Carol comes to get their truck and trailer to back the boat in. Carol does not back trailers in. I understand Carol's getting better at it, so you go, girl. You got this. But I was helping her back in, and I forgot all about my phone in on the tailgate. Okay? So when we come out, we go and help them and kind of walk through them because it was our first time. We wanted to show them how the way we did things with the boat. Because Greg and I had it down, even for just the two of us, we had it down to, you know, in and out of the river within, you know, 10 minutes getting it in. Unfortunately, my phone was a very bad mishap of the day. Not only did our little boat didn't want to run, but when we pulled out, my tailgate was still down, which is fine. It didn't hit the hitch on the tray on the boat trailer, nothing like that. So that's a plus, okay? But my phone was laying on the tailgate of my truck. So coming out around, not a problem. We go to pull up, and it's like a hill coming up out of, you know, Chester Park. Well, my phone slid off the tailgate because, you know, what are phones going to do when they do that? So it fell off, and it fell right there on the hill. And I don't know, you know, like Greg and I both said, you know, rocks probably did it when it hit and landed flat. But I'm not sure if when it came out, it didn't land and maybe the boat run over it, because at the top corner and like just down from a little bit, there's brakes, but the phone still works. Well, until today, I should say. But now it is going black and white. Everything on it, there is nothing I can do. So I'm thinking the colored LCDs is going out of it. Now, mind you, I just got this phone last year because of the fact my other one had something to do with software problems that it kept kicking my phone calls out. So I go and get another phone. This is the first phone, knock on wood, that I have ever broke like this. Okay. I've never broke a screen before. I've had, you know, a chip on one, but it's never shattered. This is shattered, and you can, when you look at it just right, you can see all the little rainbows in it from the broken glass. Well, on Greg's stuff, I've always gotten the glass, you know, screen protectors that when you put them on, if you drop the phone and your phone screen gets cracked from this, they replace, I don't know if it's actually technically replacing the phone or if they just replace the screen on the phone. So now I'm hoping once Verizon is up and running again, I'm hoping that it's just a glitch with my phone because of Verizon's issues, because when I shut it off and restart it, my color comes back, but then it goes away again. So I'm really kind of considering it's the LCD. Well, I look at it this way. I don't need to see color that much on there. Yes, it's nice to see the color pictures and stuff like that, but for the price of phones right now, and I literally, you know, haven't even had my phone a year, I don't have to deal with it. As long as it still works and I still can make phone calls and that type of stuff, you know, that's what I need to do. So, because I looked at the prices of phones, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to see, and I still owe not a whole huge chunk of money on it, but I owe enough that I'm not going to go and do that. I'm not going to go and redo it. I could go and pay the, you know, insurance on it, which it might come down to that. But the bad thing is I hate when that happens, only for the fact when you pay the insurance on it to get your phone replaced, you have to send your phone back to them for one, okay? Now, you bought this phone brand spanking new. Now you have to send it back to them just to get a refurbished one. And it's like, really? I paid X amount of dollars to get this phone. Now you're going to charge me the same price for a refurbished phone for whatever I have left on my plan. No, ain't happening. Nope. So that's always been our gripe about it, because it's not like you get it right then. You have to wait for them to send it to you. So what's the big deal about it? But, okay. So off my rant with Verizon and, you know, towers down and me, you know, being an idiot and leaving my phone laying there, because I was sitting there and, you know, messing on my phone. I had my phone in my pocket, and I don't know why I didn't just put it back in my pocket when I got off the tailgate, but I didn't. So, you know, yeah, Yeah, it was one of those days. Okay, I want to take a minute here and actually see? I switched screens. I forget what I'm talking about. I want to actually thank one of our sponsors, and that would be LTR.
This week's episode is sponsored by LTR Transportation. Come be part of a great carrier celebrating a new year with new trucks and new growth. Check them out at ltrtransportation.com or give them a call at 720-277-0030. Thank you, LTR, for being supporter of Redneckinize. Redneckinize, common sense solutions for an uncommon world.
Yes, and I want to thank LTR because they haven't been a loyal sponsor of ours for... Well, they came on to us a couple years ago, and unfortunately, when they first came on, that is the same time frame as COVID, and of course, it kicked us, and we didn't get to go do our stuff, but that's okay. They have been great supporters, and we have one of their drivers that's an awesome member of our group. So, you know, we get firsthand knowledge when it comes to stuff with LTR, and I know they have a lot of different freight lanes, so if you guys are looking for a good-paying job, well, let me take this back. If you're looking to drive some nice-looking trucks. I don't want to say, I mean, how many good-paying jobs is there right now, whether it be trucking or fast food? It's just, you know, with the price of fuel right now, gas and everything else going up, it doesn't matter what you're getting paid. It's not quite enough. Okay, but you can actually look them up at www.onestopfreightways.com or check them out on our website. And that is redneckandeyes.com and also our Facebook page. Okay, so I wanted to get that out of the way there. Now, another thing I want to talk about you guys tonight is there is a, a truck show, okay? It is, I'm going to actually get to the actual one. I got to go, where is it at? There we go. It is Truckers for Hope. And it's at truckersforhope.com. I talked to Jason. I'm not going to say his last name, Jason. I can't remember off the top of my head. But he has been doing this truck show for, I believe, six years. I don't remember for sure. But what it is, let me pull up the website and make it easier. And it is at truckersforhope.com. It is September 23rd through September 25th. And it is in Clinton. It's at the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Millhall, PA. All right. And what it is, what they, you know, do it for, let me see. Truckers for Hope is a three-day non-judge semi-truck benefit show with a variety of different activities for everyone to enjoy, including semi tractor and 4x4 poles, kids activities, live music, and more. And this year they're actually going to be having monster truck rides and bull ride mania. The Truckers for Hope benefits the Cystic Fibrosis Research and Hope for Hays. Now, we all here at Redneckinize know two of their performers that's going to be on stage. You guys ready for these two? Y'all know them. Long Haul Paul will be opening for Tony Justice. So that is, again, September 23rd through the 25th of this year in Clinton County Fairgrounds in Millhall, PA. You can go on their website and check out everything that they are doing. They are having little tractor pulls, you know, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. Greg and I will actually be there because we're actually going to be camping out there during the time of the show. So if you guys do come out there, look us up, send us a message on Facebook, let us know that you're there, and hey, we'll come chat with you. We're not going to be doing anything redneck and ice style. Nope, because we're going to enjoy the show. That's all we plan on doing during this time out there. Now, and also, but I, like I said, I had talked to Jason, and I told him that we're in the process of trying to putting a show together for ourselves, you know, and 24, and he told me, hey, get a hold of me. I will love to put you in contact with people that help me get started. He says, I understand it's not the easiest thing to do to get started, But it is, you know, gets easier the longer you go. So, you know, yes, we definitely want to be able to take the time and talk to him. And he's actually, oh, I'm sorry. I also forgot. Little Texas is going to be there. I missed that one. It's totally because, you know, of course we know Tony Justice. Now we also know Paul Mallhofer. So, but it was nice of him when I talked to him about the campsite for him to offer that support to help us. And I told him, I said, I would love to get you on our show one night and talk about this. So I'm actually going to try setting that up, and I'm going to, he drives truck. So he's out on the road all the time too. I'm going to get with him and try setting it up so we can actually, you know, talk to him a little bit about it and what made him start doing this show. And, you know, why is these two things that he dedicates the show to and for, why is it so close to him? You know, if he wants to talk about that stuff. So if you guys have any questions that you would like to ask Jason about his truck show, send them to me or call in. You know, you can send them to me and I will definitely get them to him and talk to him about it. So, you know, let's look it up. All right. Here's a quick rundown of what their show is going to be. Thursday on the September 22nd, arrival and setup is at 9 a.m. Camper arrival is also at 9 a.m. And then there's a truck convoy at 6 p.m. Okay. I don't know if we're taking the big truck out or not. You know, we haven't really talked a whole lot about that yet. So it's kind of like up in the air if we do, because they're having literally a truck show, but it's not judging. You take and park your truck and, you know, turn the lights on in the evening, do their little thing. So it might be a fun thing just to do. So, and then on Friday, September 23rd, there are going to be monster truck rides. Oh, heck yeah. I'm getting in on that one. And it's all day. Truck parking is all day. Animal display is also going to be all day. And I'm assuming from the way he was telling me, it's going to be mostly smaller animals so people can go up and talk and touch and, you know, that type of thing. Okay. 4x4 show entry, which is $40, is an entire event. And that includes 20% off of a dyno. UTV pickup semi-truck drags at 6 p.m. Cornhole tournament registration at 6 p.m. and it starts at 7. And this is when Long Haul Paul and Tony Justice will be on the stage. Long Haul Paul starts at 7 and Tony will be on at 9. And that is on Friday the 23rd. Now on Saturday, September 24th, again, monster truck rides, truck parking, animal display all day. Again, you have the 4x4 show entry. You have a dyno that will be all day. They will have 4x4 poles, and that starts at 10 a.m., or the registration starts at 10, and the show starts at 11. This is the kids' day from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be pedal poles with registration at 1. The cornhole tournament starts at 3 p.m., semi-poles at 4 p.m., semi-drags at 5 p.m. There's going to be a light show, which lights all the trucks, light their lights up. You know, we've done it all down at the truck show, you know, down at Matt's, and you've seen it over there in when they do their show and shine over at this, you know, the main place. And then at 8:15, they're going to have fireworks. And then at 9 p.m. on the stage, they're going to have a Little Texas. Now, Sunday will be their closing day. And that is Sunday the 25th. They're going to have church service at 9 a.m. for all who want to attend. And then at 2 p.m., they're going to have the Bull Ride Mania. But hey, what is not to like about any of that? It's a fun-filled, you know, interactive one-on-one with, you know, everybody getting out there to do it. Okay? So, and what they're doing at their – I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about it. What they're doing at their truck show – is kind of the same aspect of things we want to do at ours. And that's the reason I told Jason, I said, the stuff that you're doing is exactly what we were talking about, what we wanted our truck show to be. More people and personable and getting to know the community and getting people out there in the community to come and talk to truckers. Because you get a lot of people that are scared to death of truckers. you know, scared to death of being around trucks because they're not little. So it is actually nice to think that we can actually do something and get together with everybody like this and talk about it. So, but yeah, you guys can actually go on. It's $27 for a whole weekend pass. Okay. And, or it's, you know, donation of $10 a day. So it's whatever you guys want to do. And they ask you, okay, this is one additional information. I just want to let you guys know. This is what they're saying. It is not a BYOB event, so don't bring your own beer. They want you to purchase their stuff because all these people that's coming out there, they are giving a portion of what they sell. The way I understand, the way Jason and I were talking, they are giving a portion of all their proceeds that they make over the weekend of the show to the foundation that Jason and them are doing, okay? So that is awesome, okay? So that's what I like about it, because they're doing this for cystic fibrosis and Hope for Haze. So if you guys can't do anything else, if you can't be there, at least, you know, send them an email and see where you can send them a donation. And I know, yes, I can hear some people say, wait a minute. Well, aren't you guys supposed to be trying to get donations for your nonprofit too? This is what the trucking community needs to be more into. Everybody helping everybody. That's how trucking back in the day used to be. That's where I would like to see it back to. And I know it's wishful thinking. It's never going to be back there again. We're never going to have that one-on-one community aspect that we've had for years. It's never going to come back again. These young drivers, they don't understand how it used to be. You'd go into a truck stop and you'd have, you know, literally drivers sitting everywhere, sitting all the way around the bar or the counter, I should say. And everybody's sitting around, they're talking. You know, there would be ones getting up from one side to go around the other side because they've seen somebody, hey, I've seen you here and here. I want to talk to you about something. You know, and I listened to my dad talk about some stories, you know, not really too much stories, about people he has met over the years driving, and he'd see him somewhere, and my dad doesn't remember names. He never has been. I mean, he does remember names. Let me take that back. But he'll see somebody, and he was like, hey, do you remember that guy that drove, you know, this Mac and, you know, Mac or Pete or what, you know. He'd always remember the trucks more than he'd remember the drivers. Well, at least their names. So it's kind of funny to think because there's a lot of people that do that. So, okay, I am going to go to the phones here in just a minute. I want to take another brief minute here and like to thank one of our sponsors, because I seem to forget them a lot of times because we have a lot of stuff on our page right here for our radio that I can just hit a button and it goes and I don't have to talk about it. But another one I want to talk about is Truckers Tolls, and that is a load board and trucker app, and they do a little bit of everything. They help you find, you know, secure places to park and different places that, you know, aren't on some of the GPSs for truck stops. So look them up at Trucker Tolls app on either Google Play Store or on your Apple. Alrighty, so we're going to go to the phones. All right, how you doing?
Hey, all right. How you making out tonight?
Oh, slow but steady. Couldn't have it any other way, right?
Yeah, I guess. You heard it from anybody else?
Nope, just you. Which is okay.
Imagine that.
Because I set it up to go for about an hour and a half tonight, and I figured I would just want to be down here and talk a little bit, and, you know, because mostly I want to talk about Jason's show that's coming up in September, so I got that out there.
Yeah, that's
would definitely promote him.
That's going to be awesome out there, I think. I really do think it's going to be good out there.
Mm-hmm. I do, too,
really,
because it's
they really seems like they put a lot of effort into it, you know. I hope I'm glad he does good. I hope he does real good with it. I think, yeah, we will take the truck out because it's for a cause. It's for a good cause. I think we'll take the truck out. They're having the polls. Hey, why not?
Yep.
But we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens when it comes along.
Yeah, we still have a couple months. Not very many because, you know, we're already, you know, middle of June. Literally, middle of June.
Yeah, it's, what is that, September, what is it, 23rd, 24th, 25th?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Because we'll go in on the 23rd, which is a Thursday, and we can leave out Sunday. Because we can actually stay there Sunday night because they're going to be doing stuff, you know, I don't know what all Sunday night. But the way the application for the parking for the camper is Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I figured nothing else.
Right.
We'll rent it for all the days. And, you know, if we leave early, not a big issue.
Right. Okay. Well, what you was talking about, everybody, you know, used to get back to normal like it used to be, like the old days, you know, everybody sitting around the counters in the truck stops. Yeah, it's never going to go back to that because they pretty much took all the restaurants out. Now it's all fast food. Nobody sits around. They grab it and go, you know. Florida e-logs and rules and regulations now. Nobody's got time to sit down and chit-chat anymore. It's just the fast-paced life that they live now. Everybody's got to go. And that's a reason for a lot of, I still say, Ed and I have talked about it on his show, that it's, you know, that's a lot of the reason that they're creating more problems than they're fixing. But, I mean, as far as the younger drivers, we can sit around and say, yeah, it's them, but it is and it ain't, but it, back when I started, 30-some years ago, 38 years, whatever, I mean,
right.
I learned everything that I learned from Dad and family members that drove, and I learned a lot from the old guys, the older guys that was in the industry.
Right.
You learn more from talking to the guys that's been in the industry for years than you'll ever learn in a school. I mean, I'm not knocking all the schools. There may be some good ones out there, but for every good one out there, in my opinion, there's twice as many bad ones. They're pushing them through because they're wanting the money. That's all they're wanting. They don't care. But if you can learn a lot more hands-on and by listening and talking. I mean, you know, a dumb question. Everybody said, well, that's a stupid question. When somebody asks them, well, that's a dumb no. It's not a dumb question. It's not a stupid question. A stupid question is one not asked. Ain't that the old saying? You know,
yes,
the stupid question is one not asked. Because if you don't ask, you don't know. And then if you try to do it on your own without knowing, then that's when you get in trouble.
Right.
So, you know, if you ask somebody a question and they get sarcastic with you or give you a smart answer, then don't feel bad about it. You know, don't feel belittled.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk away. Say thank you, walk away, and go find somebody else and ask them. Sooner or later, you'll get the answer you need, and you'll get it respectfully. You know, I mean, there's a lot of guys out here that think they, you know, I run into them every day out here, and you know how long I've been out here. And I learn something all the time. I learn something new every day. You know, and if you don't, then you don't, like you said, if you don't learn something, you know, then you don't need to be out here because, you know, if you, when you think you know everything, that's when you're going to get in trouble. And there's a lot of guys out here that think that. They think that they know everything there is to know. Yeah, well, okay. They're scary. They're the ones that's scary to be around. I don't care if they've been out here, you know, 10 days or 10 years or 20 years or 30 years, what? You know, when they get the attitude that they know everything and they've been there and done that and you ain't going to tell them nothing, and that they're scary. They're the ones that you don't want to, you want to watch because they're just one lesson. They're just one learning lesson away from a bad day. So,
exactly.
You know, I mean, anything can happen. You know, you can have a health issue. You can be driving 40 years, and something can happen. Something can break on the front of a truck, And trust me, something breaks on the front of it, and it is out of your control. You're going to have an accident. There ain't nothing you can do about it. There's nothing you're going to do to stop it. You know,
right.
That breaks on the steering. You know, and that's what guys don't think about. They're out here. Ed and I just talked about it on the show, me and him and Robbie. These guys out here, and they're wanting to run 75, 80 mile an hour. Well, that's okay. I did the same thing. Young, stupid, didn't care, dumb, you know. But when you're out there running 75, 80, 85 mile an hour in that truck, you might want to think about them two little tiny knuckles out there on the end of them tie rods. That's got your life in there. Your life is in the hands of them two little joints on the end of that tie rod.
Yeah.
Because if anything breaks, drag link, you know, anything, you know, you're done. At 80 mile an hour, you're done. You know, it's all over but the hurting and the crying, and there ain't going to be much hurting or crying because you're out in the woods. And you,
right.
You don't kill somebody else in the meantime. I mean, if you want to drive like that, you want to take a chance killing yourself, that's fine. You know, that's your choice. But don't do it to somebody else. There's people around you. I know these people act like idiots. They drive these cars. You know, they drive like fools around you. They flip you off. I've had two of them do it to me today already. You know, I couldn't move over to let them on the ramp when they thought I was supposed to stop out here. I don't know what the deal was. I just wave at them anymore and go on, you know. I said, I just don't even get excited. But that's something for them to think about. But either or. So, all right. I noticed the phone was crackling and breaking up a little bit there when I first called in. Was listening, and it seems like it cleared up a little bit, so I don't know what it was. I said, I don't know if it's a service right there around home or what, but it was acting up a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, it's bad. It's down everywhere, and so.
Right.
And I figured, you know,
okay. 'Cause
right now I've had a couple people jump on and watch on live on Facebook, but, you know, a lot of people do that stuff from their phone, and if they don't have service to do it, and service is down and spotty in so many places.
Right.
That's the reason I figured,
yeah,
you know,
it's just like right there.
Tonight and,
yeah, it's crackling a little bit right now. It just broke up a little bit. I don't know what it is. It just acts like it's, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it's not really, it's like it's cutting in and out real quick. It's just, you know, it's like you're skipping syllables in your words. It's just breaking up.
Huh. Well, you know, doing it on the computer.
Sort of like, right. Sort of like what Robbie's phone sounds like when he starts telling me something stupid I don't want to hear about. He's breaking up.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I tell him all the time.
Yeah, so
all right,
tonight, if I missed it last week, and this is Father's Day weekend, so I wanted to pop on and go.
Right. Okay, well, I'm going to hop off here so I can keep ahead in the game here. I'm going to try to get over here and get this unloaded in the morning so I can get reloaded and head for home. So I will talk to you after a while.
All right, be careful.
All right, bye.
All right, bye. All righty, so as you all know, that was, you know, the hubby calling. He usually calls in or listens, and most time he just kind of hangs out and listens for a while. But as I was saying, you know, with, you know, the old school drivers, and like Greg said, you know, y'all know, it's just one of those things anymore. But, I mean, I think it's getting to the point where, you know, I know Greg and a lot of people, Greg and our buddy Jim and even my dad and Robbie and Jeff, everybody is to the point where they're just so tired of trucks. The older you get, the worse it gets. It's never going to get better. Trucking is never going to get better. You know, everything that they're trying to throw at everybody and the regulations and the, you know, it's just like, wow. It used to be fun, as we all say. But, so anyways, back to, you know, the article at hand, I guess. I know that this one that I just read, kind of scanned over, I should say. It's another one about a car trying to beat a truck. And everybody thinks it's always the trucks. I mean, not everybody, not us drivers, but everybody out there that doesn't deal with the trucks on a daily basis. And they all think it is just a truck's fault caused it. You know, like those stupid attorneys. If you've been injured in a truck wreck, well, duh. You know, why? Why do you have to put it off on the drivers, you know, the truck drivers? Because you're not, it's not the truck drivers, okay? It is 9 times out of 10, it is all the four-wheelers that cause the problem. All right, this one here that I found, it's another one from CDL Life. It says, motorist sentence for DUI crash that killed four and was caused when he tried to beat the truck through the intersection. All right. Okay. A motorist from Washington State has been sentenced to federal prison for his role in a DUI crash involving a tractor trailer. On May 21st, 2022, 28-year-old James Finley of Wapato was sentenced to 57 months in federal prison for involuntary manslaughter and assault resulting in serious bodily, see, I touched my mic, bodily injury, according to the news release from the U.S. Attorney's Office, Eastern District of Washington. Okay. Finley was also sentenced to 3 years for federal supervision after completing his prison sentence. In November 2021, Finley pleaded guilty to 4 counts of involuntary manslaughter and 1 count of assault resulting in serious bodily injuries. The charges stem from a crash that occurred shortly after 4 a.m. on May 7th of 2019 on the Yakima National Reservation. Investigators say that Finley failed to stop his SUV at a stop sign on U.S. Highway 97 and Laurel Road and drove in front of a semi-truck causing a collision. 4 people inside Finley's SUV died in the crash. A 5th suffered major injuries. Authorities said the multiple alcohol containers were found inside the SUV and scattered around the crash site. When interviewed by a Yakima National Police Department officers following the crash, Finley admitted to drinking beer and driving. Remarkably, Finley admitted that he saw the stop sign and the semi-tractor trailer, but said that he just wanted to beat the truck through the intersection, the news release stated. A blood test conducted on Finley later revealed the presence of alcohol, THC, metabolics of THC, cocaine, and metabolics of cocaine. 4 people are dead. No legal proceedings, no admission of guilt, no sentence can bring them back or truly heal the wound Mr. Finley has caused their loved ones. My office mourns with the victims' families while we seek justice with our law enforcement partners. We will continue to hold accountable those who engage in criminally reckless violence in our community, said Vanessa Waldruff, U.S. Attorney of the Eastern District of Washington. While it is a miracle that anyone survived that crash, this tragedy was as senseless as it was avoidable. I call on every driver in Eastern Washington to learn the devastating lesson from this case. Do not drive while high or drunk. Okay, yes, I can agree with that. Don't drive when you're high and drunk and all that stuff. I mean, that's a good, and nobody should. But another good lesson right there is that truck, you can't always beat them. You know, that car, that truck driver may have seen that car and he may have attempted to try stopping. But we all know, loaded or empty, they don't stop on a dime. Okay. Onto the article again. It says, this did not need to happen, said Donald Vireta, special agent in charge of the FBI Seattle office. It is 2022. It is not a new concept that driving while impaired leads to devastating consequences, including, in this case, the deaths of 4 innocent people. The only thing we can hope today is that the others learn from Mr. Finley, that others learn from Mr. Finley's tragic decision. The case was investigated by the Federal Bureau of Investigation, the Yakima National Police Department, and the Washington State Police. So that guy was, what, 28 years old? He's on 54 months. Okay. So just like that. So he's on 4.5 years. Okay. So in that time span, is he going to learn anything? Is that going to make those families feel better that he got, you know, 4.5 years in federal prison, and then he gets, what was it, 3 years? No, let me, I'm like, see, I got to go back and make sure. I don't want to say something that isn't correct here. Oh, he was sentenced to 57 months in federal prison. So I did say that wrong to begin with. Okay. He's also sentenced to 3 years of federal supervision after completing his prison sentence. So 57 years or 57 months. So, you know, still. It's just still at 5 years, 8 years. You think about it when it comes to the supervision. But still, you know, that's not going to bring those family members back. But if you would have just sat there and said, you know, I'm not going to try doing that. Was he, you know, pressured by the other people in the vehicle? Say, hey, let's beat that truck. Let's try it and see if we can do it. You never know. But unfortunately, there was people that lost their lives. And it does not say anything about the truck driver. So I'm assuming the truck driver, you know, he survived it because more than likely, why wouldn't he? But it does not say anything about the truck driver. And that's what kind of blew my mind about it. But with that being said, you know, he's going to jail. People lost their lives. And now the family has will have to deal with that. You know, and it's happened back in 19, you know. So it's even worse it happened that long ago. I mean, 19 is still not that long, but it's still long enough that, you know, people don't think about it and don't. Okay. The office cat, one of two, is down here coming to help me work or broadcast, I should say. All right. So, as I said earlier, we're coming down to, you know, it's the middle of June. Sunday is Father's Day. My dad, loving to death, and he does this to me all the time. Sometimes I just don't know what to do with him. Well, I asked my sister. I said, hey, I said, Dad said anything to you about what he wants for Father's Day or, you know, what are you getting? What are you thinking about or anything like that? And she's like, he told me he wants absolutely nothing whatsoever. Just forget about Father's Day like it's not even here. Well, that is what he told her. I haven't mentioned a thing to him about Father's Day. So, you know, I told her, I said, well, he never said that to me. And she's like, okay, go ahead, get him something. I'm like, I will. I said, what's he going to say to me? He never told me not to. So, yeah, I will be getting my dad something. Now, if he watches this video, which who knows if he does, probably not because he's not on our Redneck Knife page, I don't believe. But if he does, then you know it. But he never told me. It never came from his mouth to my ears. So, but I just want to say, my dad is, he'll be 70 in February, and Greg and I have noticed he, and I didn't want to believe it, but I noticed it here a couple weeks ago. He's forgetting little things, but what was it, 4 years ago? Four or 5 years ago, he dumped an oil tub for, like, home heating oil. He cut two of them in half, uses them for scrap, you know. Because for those of you that's been to my dad's house, Ed, Robbie, you know, Rob, my dad is a collector of many, many things. He's a collector of tractors, too. Just bought another one yesterday. So, but he was taking scrap. He was taking it in to get rid of it. You know, always a good thing. Well, he slipped it and dumped it on his head, got eight stitches, or no, eight staples in the top of his head. Because he'd been out, and I told him, you know, he called and said he was home. And I was like, all right, I'll be over later to bring Jed back, because it's when his dog was staying with us all the time. And I went over, and that's when he had decided he was going to load this tub up and dump it and get ready to take it to scrap. And when I pulled in the driveway, I looked across. I'm thinking, why is that on top of the tractor? And it didn't dawn on me. I'm thinking, and it kind of was there in the back of my head. I was like, well, why'd he do that, and how'd he do it? So I go on down to the house, and I walk in the door, and he's sitting on his bench inside his door, and he kind of looks at me, and there's blood caked to the side of his face. I was like, what happened? He's like, what do you mean? He just he was just gone. It was like a blank. He had no clue. Because then I immediately called Greg, and I told him, I said, you need to get over here now. He's like, why? I was like, Dad did something. He, you know, gashed his head open, this and that. So he comes over, and then I call my sister and I tell her, and, you know, and that's another one. I love my sister, but she don't get excited about too many things. I couldn't say real excited, but I was because it was a very deep wound, and it could have been a heck of a lot worse. But long story short, ever since that time frame, he has not remembered a lot of things. So Greg was telling me that he couldn't remember, and he kept asking him, you know, well, was something to do with rebuilding his truck, my dad's truck, because he's been working on it for almost 3 months now. And a lot of that was the fact that he could not get parts, and the fact that, you know, he figured, heck, fuel prices the way they are, there wasn't a lot of freight going on, so he just was doing other things. But he was working on something with it, and I can't even remember. I don't know if it was something to do with, you know, I don't even know. I have no clue. I don't remember what part it was. But and Greg kept telling him, and Greg told him what it was that he was, you know, the question he asked to answer, and told him, well, this is how you know, what you do. And then it was like, it kind of clicked, I guess. Well, 2 weeks ago when I was over at Dad's, and they were doing something on the truck, and, you know, Dad asked another question about something he should have known, because he's done this multiple times. You know, my dad has always worked on trucks as long as I can ever remember. And it was something he should have known, and he just totally forgot. And he's like, and it was like, you could see him, he knew it, but it just wouldn't come to him. So there's been a couple little things that we've noticed like that. So I just want to say for everybody out there that, you know, your dads are still here, you know, make sure you let them know how much you appreciate them. Give them a hug. Take them to breakfast. I mean, I'd love to say, hey, Dad, let's go out to, you know, breakfast on Sunday. Because I know what he's going to tell me. It's going to be a hot no, because I know my dad. You know, and around here, there's not many places. But so I'm still going to do something, whether I make something and take, you know, take him over something. I don't know. But I will do something, whether he likes it or not, it will happen. But so just remember, Sunday is Father's Day. So if you have not got your dad something, or your husband or brother or grandfather, whoever, that special, you know, father figure in your life, make sure you do, and just let them know you do appreciate them. Even if you can't be with them this weekend, call them. Talk to them and say, hey, when I get back, you know, let's go do something. Even if it's just you going over and sitting on the porch and drinking a beer with them. It's the little things that not only will you remember for a lifetime, but so will they. I think about it more and more now because, you know, my mom died at a young age. Greg's mom and dad have both passed, and his sister passed at a terribly young age. So, and it's like, it's those little things that you know you should be, you know, looking at and taking care of or thinking about, that we all take for granted. You know, every day, one of us, you know, thinks about it, about that person that is not here. You know, it took me a long time after my mom passed that I owed all, I want to pick up the phone and call or ask her something so stupid. You know, like Greg said, there's never a stupid question, but, or something that she would make and I could not remember how to make it because she'd always walk me to it, through it when I'd make it. I never wrote it down. So it's the little things. Like I said, the little things is what really matters. You know, you don't have to have $1 million to go buy something and take it to your dad or your mother or, you know, grandmother, grandfather, whatever. It's just, you know, that little bit of time that you get with them because life is short and we all know how short it is. I mean, one day you're here, next day you might not be. So, and the older that we all get, I think it's starting to become more and more present with a lot of people and a lot of people are thinking about it. So, you know, just remember. To always take a time, take that time to call somebody. Some of you might not, you know, you might talk to them once in a blue moon. Heck, you never know. They might need that conversation with you and you didn't even know it. Or maybe there was something that happened that, you know, weighs on you that you need to talk to them about. That's the reason I make sure, you know, love my grandmother to death. And I make sure I call her. So it's like, you know, I was talking to her yesterday and I said, hey, I said, I'm, you know, getting ready to go with my dad, with dad to go out to the machinery rock. She's like, well, call me when you get home. Well, let me tell you, by the time I got home last night, it was after 10. And then I talked to Greg and got ready for bed and, you know, did all my stuff here before I go to bed because my cats usually get fed earlier than 10 o'clock. And the outside cats was not happy with me because I waited so long. So, but I'm going to close it down there tonight, guys, only for the fact I've been on here for an hour. No reason to be on all night long for me just to find something here to talk to you guys. So, tune in tomorrow. Ed will be on here on at 7 o'clock. And I guess I should have actually told you guys the phone number to call in, and I didn't even think about it because, you know, it's posted. You guys can see it, maybe not, but if you're listening, obviously you know it because you're listening to the radio. So I just want to say thank you guys for calling in, listening to us, and getting in touch with us all the time. We appreciate you guys being great supporters of Redneck and Eyes. So check us out at www.redneckandeyes.com. where we do have awesome decals. We have a few shirts that are always up for sale. So if you want some decals for the back of your trucks or the sides or your cars, I have one on the back of my pickup. Greg has one on his. You know, so look us up. Check us out. Because, you know, we do free shipping on everything. We don't charge you guys shipping because that's our gift to you because you're supporting us. So 515-602-9731, and option one to be part of the conversation. And you can talk to Ed. And that will be Thursday night and Friday night at 7 p.m. Eastern. He is no longer doing a Sunday night show. Sometimes Sunday nights are great. You know, might pick them back up in the winter, but in the summer, you know, it's still daylight here. It's still beautiful out. So I think our Wednesday night shows will probably come down to just being a, you know, an hour show from 7 to 8 because it is in the middle. I don't want to say the middle of the day, but it's getting to the point where a lot of people are, you know, it's summer. As beautiful it is outside, nobody wants to stay in the house all the time. So that is kind of why I think it's going to come down to an hour show for us on Wednesday. So until next week, ladies and gentlemen, this is Tiffany with Redneck and Eyes Radio signing off and saying thank you for checking us out. And don't forget all of our great supporters. I'm going to leave you guys with one more for the night. And it's Miss Hattie Jane Rollins with BPF Regeneration. So check us out tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. And as always, here on Redneck and Eyes Radio, we're here to listen to you. So give us a call or just send us a message.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced. And DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
All right, so with that being said, again, I know I kind of take it off the thing, but I'm trying to close on two things here. So Facebook, radio personality, and host here, Tiffany is signing off for the night. So check us all out next week, guys. Don't forget, we are on Facebook at redneckandeyes.com, and we got our website at redneck. Well, Facebook is at redneckandeyes, and then our website is redneckandeyes.com. All right, talk to you guys all later.
See ya.
And be safe out there. Remember, call your dads this weekend if they're still here. Never too late to touch base.